Good.
Ready?
Ready.
Tonight's beer is sponsored by Sid Goldschmidt, Li'ili Nishmas, his grandfather, Hachover Moshe Yehuda ben Hachover Yitzchak. He's a Sabbath should have an Aliyah. It's a tremendous schus to be involved in Talmud Torah and busy schedule. Kol HaKavod to each and every one of you, especially in this time of Sfira, that we are awaiting and involved in the mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer to accept upon ourselves Kabbalah Satorah. But we do this in a unified fashion to also be metakein and fix the averus and the shortcomings of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shalom Rabbi Kavod Sebezet, that they weren't respectful to one another. They were involved in Talmud Torah, but they weren't respectful to one another. And I think it's a tremendous chus to really to start in this zman as an approach towards Kabbalah Satorah in a unified fashion, in a Kavod Sebezet fashion, in an Achdus, in a Chabura fashion, to try to be involved in one unified limud. It's really a double whammy, a tremendous chus to combine both those entities in this zman of Sfira Sa'omer, as well as the Kabbalah Satorah, as well as the Avelis of Sfira, so Yashar Koach to each and every one of you. So I want to start by just a quick overview of the Gemara. We're going to actually skip the first Mishnah. We're not going to read the Mishnah. Basically, the Mishnah lists all the dinim that are up and coming throughout the Perek. We'll, Mirtz Hashem, get through each phrase of the Mishnah, but just to keep things moving, to try to keep a pace, we're not necessarily going to have every chabura on the pace, especially Yashar Koach again to Mori and to Avi and to everyone involved in arranging this, and for the Mar Makomos Yashar Koach Mori. But as Mori wrote in the emails, that we're really there's a dual goal over here. Number one, it's to keep a unified limud and to continuously learn at a set pace so that we'll Mirtz Hashem cover ground and keep people being mamshich and elevating themselves in terms of blots, but also to slow things down as well on the limudim and on the dafim that we do to try to get the Rashi Prakim, the main iyun dafs, as much as we can on each daf, a chabura as we go along. So it might not necessarily be the same exact pace. We might have to slow things down in terms of making sure that we get what we call the meat of the daf, the bus of the daf, and we might need some more time on certain dafim. But in Mirtz Hashem, we'll try to be mashlim with both the Iyun Chaburas and the Bikiyas Limud to keep a pace as well as slow things down in terms of going in depth. So in terms of the Gemara, the Mishnah starts off Dine Mamanis Bishlosha, Gzelis V'Chavelis Bishlosha. The header, the real beginning, and the Hakdama to the first few Dapim of Masechas Sanhedrin is understanding the first category of the Mishnah, which is that certain Dine Torah, certain situations, Bezdin requires three Dayanim, only three Dayanim, and not as severe as capital punishment, which it needs 23, and not as severe as the real, collective and nationwide Dinim, which would need 71, and representative of the nation for a Kohen Gadol, and those things that is the third category of the Mishnah would need 71 Dayanim. So the Gemara is trying to qualify, what is Dine Momenes Bishlosha, Gzelis V'Chavolos Bishlosha? What do you mean? Otu Gzelis V'Chavolos Lab Dine Momenes. The Gemara starts off, the phraseology is just very strange. Gzelis V'Chavolos is a type of Dine Momenes. It's monetary court. So what do you mean, Dine Momenes Bishlosha, Gzelis V'Chavolos Bishlosha? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Avos Shita, is that really, it's Dine Momenes Mahim Ktani. The way you read it is that it's Dine Momenes. And what are those specific dinim ominous? The specific dinim ominous is gzelos v'chavolos, is court cases that have to deal with theft, and court cases that have to deal with personal damages. A guy punches a guy in the face, he has to pay damage. Meseches Baba Kama, the eighth parak, a choyvel. That's what the Gemara is talking about. That's what needs three dayanim. So the Gemara is drawing a difference between gzelos v'chavolos, specifically those, Maisa Rishus, Agzela, theft, Chavalos, damages that a person whacks you. But the Gemara implies, the Gemara says, but Hodos Valvos, but if you have just a regular loan, or you have whether it's a person was admitted to my owing money, or whether you have a witnesses that saw that the loan happened, and now the guy doesn't want to pay back. Mamish ma'isim b'chol yom. So that doesn't need three. That doesn't fit into the category in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, yeah, that really is a separate category. So the Gemara says, really? So how did that happen? What changed? Why is it that hodos v'avos are any different? So the Gemara says, halfway down, I'm just paraphrasing, the Gemara says, really, on a level of deoraisa, the Gemara is saying now, on a level of deoraisa, the Gemara says, I would have said that both hodos v'avos and gzeilos v'chavolos, basically all dinei mamonos, all monetary payments, has to be with the same amount of judges, three judges, and those three judges have to be qualified on the same level, and I would have equated them absolutely. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, but we knocked it down. We knocked it down that although dinei mamonos needs entirely, both hodos v'avos and gzeilos v'chavolos need three judges, but the Gemara says, on a level of derabbanan, we're now going to say that the judges that are going to adjudicate those cases of loans and borrowing and admitting to the loans, that will not need mumchin. What is mumchin? Something very important that we need to know for the rest of the limud. Mumchin are people that have smicha, ish mi pi ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's very difficult to find. If you could find one bizman hazeh, I'd like to meet him. But the Gemara says, so for gzeilos v'chavolos, you need mumchin. For hodos v'avolos, you don't need mumchin. But the Gemara's understanding at this point in time, that you still need three dayanim. Everyone needs three dayanim, says Rabbi Avo. Just midrabanon, we said that when it comes to loans, day-to-day payments, you cannot have mumchin. What's the reason you disagreed? What's the reason you made the distinction between hodos v'avolos and gzeilos v'chavolos? Says the Gemara, the reason is, atakonam derabbanan, kidei shelo tinol delos bifnei lovin. We want that people should lend out their money freely. We don't want the malva, the lender, to cheshbin, I'm not going to be able to get this money back. What are the chances I'm going to even find the mumcha that's going to be able to adjudicate this case? No. When it comes to loans, we're going to lower the standards, and therefore we're going to let the loans go freely. And midrabbanan, we have the ability to do that. Hefker bezdin hefker. Chazal had the ability to lower the requirements. Midrabbanan, even though on a level of deoraisa, hodos v'avos and gzeilos v'chavolos should have been similar. Why should they have been similar? So that's what the Gemara introduces on the whole sugya on daf beis and mabeis, a fascinating concept. So the Gemara introduces on that Beis HaMabeis the reason why I would have been Midame and compared Odos V'Avolos and Gzeilos V'Chavolos, says the Gemara as follows. Really, if you read Parshas Mishpatim, the source for three Dayanim Mumchin is from the fact that it says Elohim three times. Elohim referring to not the Rabbeinu Shalom, but judges. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. In the Parsha of Shomrim, of a guardian. And the Torah understands, the Chazal understood that that means a dayan, but a dayan who's a qualified dayan, a dayan mumche. So in the Parsha of Shomrim, that's dealing with gzeilos and chavolos, it says Elohim three times. Says the Gemara, Erev Parshios, which means this Parsha is not discussing Shomrim, but rather, explains Rashi, is uprooted from the Parsha of Shomrim, applied to which area of Halacha? Hodos v'halvos, and therefore whatever was said in that Parsha, ignore it, says Rashi, apply it to the Parsha of Hodos v'halvos, of loans, and therefore that's where you have a source, Minat Torah, of Dayanim Mumchim, for Hodos v'halvos. Just parenthetically, we're not going to have time to go through this right now. The way Rashi just set up the Lima de Oraisa of three Dayanim Mumchen, which was the original, foundation. That was the starting point of the whole Gemara before we toned it down, before we lowered down the standards for Hodos V'Avos. What was the Din de Oraisa? What does the Torah tell me prior when it comes to loans? So that Rashi says, it says Elohim, 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 but it doesn't say Elohim, Elohim. So Erev Parshios picks it up and puts it over there. So Rashi understands Erev Parshios working as you totally uproot the parsha that's found in Shomrim, what's fine by Gzeilos Vatavolos, and you place it into the parsha of loans, and therefore you have your source for three Dayanim Mumchim. Tosas in Baba Kama and Daf Kuf Zayin has a long arichus that the Rabbeinu Tam attacks Shitas Rashi, and he says, what do you mean, Eruv Parshios? What's an Eruv? An Eruv is a way that we combine things. An Eruv comes from the word Taruvus. An Eruv means we connect things to one another. According to Rashi, the way he's understanding Eruv Parshios, the way Rashi explained it in our daf, you look at the long Rashi, Ika Sabar Eruv Parshios, Rashi understands it, take what the psukim say over here, don't read it at face value, be ochre it over here and put it over there. Aser ben Tam, that's not called Eruv Parshios, that's called Iker Parshios. That's called uproot it and place it over there. Therefore, Rabbi Tam totally disagrees with Rashi, and Rabbi Tam understands that the psukim that are applying over here have to do with both Shomrim and Hodos Vavos, and that's why Rabbi Tam argues, that's obviously why you have the source for not only loans, but you also have the source for Gzeilos V'chavolos, which is the source. He attacks Rashi. According to you, if you totally uproot it, so you just lost your source for the one that the Gemara wasn't challenging for this, for the theft and for the chavolos, for the damages. So Rashi obviously has to be molded to that. But I'm just telling you this parenthetically before we move on. This is going to have unbelievable practical implications because Rashi tells us in this long Rashi that one of the implications of this din of Erev Parshios is the famous klal that we know from Bamitzia of Moda B'miktzas. In order for you to be Chayav a Shvuah when it comes to loans, Minat Torah, you have to be Moda to partial of what the guy claimed, right? Then the Gemara says, you're Chayav a Shvuah. Moda B'miktzas Atayna Yishav, right? So Rashi understands, but when it comes to a guardian, when it comes to Shomrim, everyone's Chayav a Shvuah. You don't need Moda B'miktzas. Moda B'miktzas is by loans. Moda B'miktzas is not by... is not by a guardian, that a guardian had to be chayev to be a shomer, but Rabbi Nutam, that's only according to Rashi, who says what? Erev Parshios means you pick it up and you put it into another parsha. Because the parsha in that parsha discusses what? Kihuzet, which is the source for Moda B'miktzas, that you have to admit to partial. Rabbi Nutam, who's going to disagree in our Gemara, is also going to disagree with Kihuzet, with Moda B'miktzas, with partial admission. So therefore, it's going to come out of Machlokes whether or not a Shomer also needs Moda B'miktzas, not only by loans. And there's going to be a Machlokes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is the concept of Moda B'miktzas limited to loans because it was totally uprooted from the first Parsha and placed into the Parsha of loans, Hodos Vavos, or no, it even applies to Shomer. So we're not even getting into the Sugya Ve'er Parshas because it's not... it's in the Gemara, but the Rishonim don't talk about it over here. That's what Tosus is referring to. In the third Tosus, it's the one line. It's the quickest Tosus you'll finish in Maseches Sanhedrin. Ikasavar Erev Parshios Gazal Kan. Tosus writes, Mefurish Ba'Gozal Kama. What's Mefurish Ba'Gozal Kama? Look at there. Look at the size of the Tosus. You'll see what's Mefurish Ba'Gozal Kama. Tosus said, I have no time to write this over here. So that's just going to be one ramification of this Machlokes about how you understand Erev Parshios. Do you pick it up and totally leave the parsha of Shomrim, or do you share it between both? It's a tarovis, it's a mixture. There's going to be tremendous implications. But for us, Lamaisa, all we need right now, and for our Gemara, is that bottom line, Minat Torah, you had a source for three expert smicha judges from Moshe Rabbeinu, even for Hodos Vavos, until the Gemara Midr Rabbanan knocked it down, Kidei Shelotin Odela, so that the doors won't be locked for borrowers. Comes along Tosos and Tosos Dir Maskali Boyinami Mumchin and challenges our premise. Our premise of our Gemara is that what? The focus of the Gemara is Venekra Valabayas El Elohim. The Galabayas, that's said in Parsha Shomrim. Now Rashi is telling us that that's uprooted and applied to loans. So the source for Dayan and Mumchin is from what word? Elohim. Says Tosos Tema. Tosos points out there's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on that Peches of Medes is discussing a story between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. They found Rabbi Yosef to have a Kama'ase Agiti, that he was forcing Gittin. that certain husband weren't giving gets, and that what the Gemara is introducing over here is that we have a situation that we forced to give a get in certain situations. And the Gemara says, how do you do that? We don't have this power. We don't have this capacity. We're hadyoitis. So what does Rav Yosef answer? And the Pasuk Gemara says, "Ve'elam mishpatim asher tesim lifneim, lifneim below lifnei akel, lifneim below lifnei adiotos." The Torah says beferish, the unbelievable gvura that we give is specifically to people that have smicha, not lifneim below lifnei adiotos. You're only a hedyot. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, "You're right." Amar le anan shlichu sayu koavdin. We are the shluchim, shlichusayu. Literally translated would be, we are the representatives of those that preceded us. And therefore, Rav Yosef said, I have the ability to now force gittin like my forefathers did, like those who had smicha did. So for some way, through the mechanism of shlichusayu, that's taken care of. Now, we need to learn a lot more to understand how this works and what this is all about. But Tosfos is saying, I don't even understand the beginning of the Gemara. Because Tosfos is saying, the Gemara's Kasha, Abaye and Rav Yosef, how could you start whipping people and forcing them to give gets? The Gemara, the Torah says, Lefneim Lefnei Adiotos. And here, Tosfos says, that challenges our Gemara in Sanhedrin, a Beferish Astira in the Gemara. Our Gemara says, Elokim, and not Hedyotos. And the Gemara over there says what? Lefneim Lefnei Adiotos. So Tosfos suggests already and says, not such a big sugya. Don't get so excited. And the first suggestion of Tosfos, which he's about to reject, actually happens to be paskened in the Rashba in Gittin on Pechesamid Beis. Says Tosfos, Lifneim and Elokim are connected. If it wasn't for Elokim, I wouldn't have known to darshin Lifneim below Lifnei Adiotos. Now that it says Elokim, I understand that the Dayanim that have to be Lifneim are the Dayanim Mumchen and nothing else. So how do I have the ability to darshin and gittin Lifnei Adiotos? Because I understand that Elokim is going on Dayanim Mumchen. So they jive together, they come together, they blend together, and the Gemara was just being arbitrary, choosing which Pasuk to choose to stress it from, whether it's from the Gemara, the Pasuk of Sanhedrin, whether it's from the Pasuk in Gittin, but they're all focusing on the same thing. But Tosfos challenges that, because Tosfos says if you look the way Rashi understands that Lifneim is not going on the Elohim, the three Dayanim, but rather it's going on the Shivim Skeinim, so it seems to be apparent, says Tosfos, that there's another way out of this stira, and they're not necessarily blending together, and there are two distinct drushas of Elokim velo hedyotos, mumchim, you need mumchim dayanim for dine mamanis, and lifneim velo lifnei hedyotos. So what's the answer? We're not going to go the Rashba's route and blend them together. Says Tosos, v'nir lefarish, debegitin, le'inyin mili dekfiye ayre. This is the third to last line of Tosos. The beginning line mili de kfi ire. Da hochi meisle da boy ashka chlo rav yosef da vi yosef kama asa agitin. Omer levo anan yadiotus anan. Says Tosfos, read carefully what the context of the Gemara and Gittin was. Abaye found rav yosef that he was doing what? He was beating people up. He was forcing them to give a get. On that, Abaye asked, we don't have that rishos. Why don't we have that rishos? Lifneim, lo lifnei adiotus. However, Tosfos says, how do you know that Dayanim Mumchin can't be done? That's from Elokim. That's the beginning of Sanhedrin. But now you need an additional drasha. How do you know that the Adiotos also can't enforce the law? On that, the Gemara is quoting the drasha that you need Dayanim Mumchin also to the Kfiya, also for the enforcement that has to be also under the authority of the Mumchin as well. And therefore, Tosfos said that you would have been mechalik between one and the other. And the two Gemaras are dealing with two different din. One's to adjudicate the case, and one's to enforce the case. One's mili de kfiya, mili de isoy, that's what the Gemara had, the kama ase agiti, the enforcement, and one's to paskin na halacha. Fine. Comes along the Ktos HaChoshen and makes this Tosfos famous. The Ktos HaChoshen says that there is a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam, which we're not going to have time to get into this Rambam right now, but Emirtu Hashem in the future, we're going to have to deal with. This is one of the most important Rambams for the first couple of blot in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Rambam is extremely problematic that all of the Nosei Kelim in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, all of our Dapim, by the way, are the first 15 simonim of Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat starts off with the fundamentals of Choshen Mishpat, which is who are the Dayanim that could judge Choshen Mishpat. So all of the Gemaras that we're dealing with are really all the literature that's written is all based on these Gemaras that we're going to deal with. So the Gemara says, so the Rambam says that he paskins, which we're going to read a little bit in Mirtz Hashem in the next sugya, that there's a daya that disagrees with our whole approach. That not only do you not need three dayanim mumchen for dinei mamonis, but says the Rambam, I disagree with Rabbi Avoh totally. Rav Acha Bereder Rav Ikka, which is in the halfway down in the Gimel Amud Aleph, says you not only need three dayanim mumchen, you don't even need three dayanim for hodos vavos. You know what you need? One dayan. Why? Because the pasuk says b'tzedek tishpo amisecha. One dayan is tishpo. And Azai Zak the Rambam quotes that pasuk b'tzedek tishpo amisecha. And that's the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud. But then the Rambam contradicts himself because the Rambam in Perek Hey says that, you know what? The reason why we have the ability to judge Odos Va'avos Bezman Hazeh is because what? Anun Shluchu Sayu Kavdina. He paskins like the end of the Gemara and Gittin that we just read. Anun Shluchu Sayu Kavdina. So ask the Shach, ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask all the Achronim. I don't understand. If you don't even need three dayanim, what do you need Shlichus Sayu? Shlichus Sayu is just because you're missing what you need on a level of Deoraisa. I need three dayanim mumchen. I don't have three dayanim mumchen. So therefore the Gemara responds, yeah, but I have a mechanism. I have a shlichus. I have a messenger. I can be a messenger from the original. If you yourself say you don't even need a bezdin, if you yourself say one dayan is good enough, so why are you even bringing up the idea of Shlichus Sayu? Ask all the achronim. It's a blatant steer in the realm. Comes along the Tosus HaChoshen, and the Tosus HaChoshen says, why is this theory in the Rambam? Tosus just told us, there are two independent concepts over here. Maybe the Rambam was saying, to judge, it's sufficient to have one Dayan, but what? But now the standards are raised, maybe I need three Dayan and Mumchen to do what? To force, to do Kfiyah, to get physical, to enforce the law, to do mili de isoy, to do mili de kfiyah. Maybe, says the Ketos HaChoshen, I can use exactly what Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Beis of Beis introduced to us in order to answer his theorem Gemaras of what's the source for Dayan and Mumchen? Is it Elohim or is it Lifnehem? I could use that same Shtikl Torah to be Miyashiv the Rambam. And therefore, comes along the Ketos HaChoshen and he says that halacha lemaisa, I'm paskening al achidush nifla, that now, any time in the Gemara, that you find that there's a concept of kfiya, no matter where that is, says the Ketos HaChoshen, even in the Gemara in Ksubis Peivavim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, a person who says, I am not building a sukkah, sukkah shani oisev ein oisev, lulav ein oisev, I'm not shaking a lulav. What does the Gemara say? This guy is not willing to be involved in mitzvahs. Makin oso achetetze nasho, says the Gemara in Ksubis. Peivavim and Aleph going on to Peivavim and Beis. Comes along the Ketos HaChoshen, in our Ketos HaChoshen, in Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Aleph, says we should apply Tosfos and Sanhedrin at that Beis and Beis with our Shtikl Torah and the Rambam, and now qualify that Gemara, that when you apply Makin oso achetetze nasho, who do you better make sure you have? You better make sure you have mumchen. You better make sure that you have experts, because no one else can carry out mili dikfia on that Gemara without being a mumcha.
Yeah. So we could be makel by mumcha for Beis Din, but for kfia we need actual.
Right. Exactly. That's what the Ketos is suggesting. Yeah. Comes along the Nesivis, and the Nesivis says the mechilas kvodcha. You're against the beferish of Gemara and Bava Kama and dafchav tesemina. Very short Nesivis. Nesivis, much of Choshen Mishpat is constant machloiksim between the Ketzos and the Nesivis, contemporaries, commentaries on the Choshen Mishpat that argued with each other, and the Nesivis read that Ketzos HaChoshen, and he saw Shtikl Torah, and he says the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Chaf Chesam et Aleph is beferish against you. Why? Because the Gemara Bava Kama says that there was a master who owned a slave. And the slave was up on his time. He wasn't required to be a slave anymore, but he wanted to continue living with his what? With his shivcha knainus. So the master said, that's usur. You can't live with your shivcha knainus anymore. And what did he do? He made sure that he physically separated them and he beat them up. Made sure that he wouldn't. Says the Nesivis, this master was not a mumche. He did not have smicha. And he took the law into his own hand, and he was makir also, because he saw that the person wasn't acting appropriately. Apparently, says the Nesivis HaMishpat, there is no necessity for you to have smicha in order to apply the dinei akfiya and to be involved in being physical, and your whole shtickle Torah is wrong. So the Ktzos HaChoshen read the Nesivis HaMishpat's commentaries on his Ktzos HaChoshen, and he wrote back, in the back of the Nesivis HaMishpat, we have it here. In the back of the Nesivis HaMishpat, he wrote back, it's in the Chelek Beis, he wrote back, Mishoivev HaNesivis. I now responding to the kashas the Nesivis had on my Shtiklech Torah in the Ktzais, I'm now responding to those kashas. So how did he respond? Chori is a Feresh Gemara, so the whole Shtiklech Torah. So first of all, he restarts his response as follows. He says, Rabbi Nesivis, what do you want from my life? Learn a little Sanhedrin. Open up a Tosis in Sanhedrin. I'm just quoting a Tosis in Sanhedrin. Why are you getting upset at me? Says the Tosis. And you think that Tosis is against the Gemara and Baba Kama? Says the Tosis HaChoshen, no, not so fast. He says, that Gemara was talking about a person, an individual, that was violating a losase. I am talking about an individual like the Gemara in Ksubis that we just read, that's not willing to take a lulav, that's not willing to make a sukkah, that kofin al mitzas esay ad shetetze nafsho. Says the Ktzos, I agree to you that when it comes to a losase, the dinim of kofin ad shetetze nafsho, the kfiya is not as severe, I agree with you, because v'haraya, says the Ktzos, I know that the dinim in the end of Sanhedrin, which Amir Tashem we should get to, in the eighth parak, the dinim of Rodef, are very limited to certain cases. You don't say that a person who's chasing after a cheeseburger, I have the ability to kill him, and now say, achetetze nafsho, kofen ala mitzvah, achetetze nafsho, that you can mamish take out his life until he stops. Where is that limited to? A person who's running after the arayas, a person who's doing a severe chet, where the dinim Rodef apply, says the Ktzos HaChoshen, a proof that I know that there's a distinction between essay and losasay is that Rodef is only limited to certain severe losasays, like the Gemara in the 8th Parak will tell us Mekoros for and sources for. But other losasays, like the case with the Shivcha Knainis, I agree with you that you don't have the din of Makanah So'achetetze Nafsho, and that wasn't what I was talking about. That was Lafrushe Mi'isura. You can separate a guy even if without a kfiyah. I'm trying to say a chiddush that there's a new din called kofen ala mitzvahs. Kofen ala mitzvahs, that's mitzvahs essay. That's positive commandments. That you better be a mumcha. And that's the chiddush that when it comes to mitzvahs essay, you can be kofen ala mitzvahs nafsho by every single mitzvahs essay. By los asses, it's only those unique halachos that apply to dinei rodif that we have sources for in the 8th parak. However, when it comes to standard los assays, no. Then you just have a din, like the Gemara Baba Kama says, to separate him from the Isser, so then we separate him from the Isser. But the other one wasn't allowed to kill the guy. The master wouldn't have been able to mamish knock him out. But over here, when it comes to mitzvah's essay, what does the Gemara in Ksuba say? Makinoso adshe teitze nafsho. You have the ability to keep on whacking him. For that, says the Ktzos, that's a mitzvah's essay, not a mitzvah's los essay. That's makinoso adshe teitze nafsho. That applies to all mitzvah's essay. That you have to be a mumche, and there's no kasha against me from the Gemara in Baba Kama. So the Ktzos really, if we analyze right now, has two sources that are proving his opinion. Number one, he has a source proving his opinion that what the Gemara in Gittin said, that you have to be a mumcha to do kfiya. How's the Nesivis going to deal with that Gemara? The Gemara says, Beferish, that the Gemara asked Rav Yosef, how are you forcing? How are you ma'ase agiti? You're not a mumcha. And yet the Nesivis is saying, no! The Gemara Baba Kama tells me you don't need to be you can even be just an adon of any Joe Shmo, of any slave, and you could be forcing. Says the Ktzos, obviously that Gemara was not classic forcing. Obviously, that Gemara was just separating a guy from an Isser temporarily, but not the this wild din of Makinoso Achetetze Nafsho. And number two, says the Ktos, I'll prove to you that Makinoso Achetetze Nafsho only applies to Mitzvah's essay and doesn't apply to Los essay. And that Gemara Baba Kama was just to separate him temporarily from the Isser and not the din of Kfiyah that you need a Mumchen for, because the whole institution of Rodef is a proof to me. Because by los ases, there's a yotze min haklal when it comes to certain los ases, but not other los ases. And that's why the Gemara Baba Kama was a din of alafrushe mi yisr. I have the ability to physically separate you from the yisr. But I can't apply the din of kfiyah that I mamish had the din of makinoso achetetze nafsho. So clearly, the ktsos is two ideas that are coming to back him up. But he's understanding fundamentally, and as he ends this tshuva in the Meshev and Nesivis, that this is a chumrah of an essay over a lois essay. And this is what we find, L'mashal, L'ma'ad Avradoma, says the Ktos, essay doiche lois essay. We already have precedents that in certain areas an essay is more chumrah than a lois essay, an essay can override a lois essay, an essay could be madche lois essay. So says the Ktos HaChoshen, and that's why this din of kfiyah, of kofen ala mitzvahs, I'm suggesting right now, only applies to essay, achetetze nafsho, and doesn't apply to lois essays, with the exception of rodef. Now, that which the Ktos assumed as a davar pasha, and as a simple, you know, idea, that there's a distinction between an essay and a los essay, although the Gemara in Subas, when it lists its cases, it does sound like what he's saying, because all the cases are what? Lulav, Sukkah, positive commandments. But if you look at the Chidush Aran in Chulin, that's commenting on that same Gemara that's quoted a few times in Shas, the same as the Gemara in Subas I said to you, the Ran says, don't think that this just applies to mitzvah essay. He says, beferish against the Ktos. Don't think that this just applies to mitzvah essay. It even applies to los essays. Yet what's the difference, says the Ran? The difference is as follows. When it comes to a person who already violated the los essays, so then we give 39 malchus. Then we give the institution of malchus of 39 malchus. I overhear the Gemara saying, makinoso achetetze nafsho. Here you can give unlimited. Says the Ran, that's a priori. That's before the person violated. That's to deter him from doing the iser. So therefore, says the Ran, bein be'essay, bein be'loisasay, there's no difference between an essay and a loisasay, says the Ran, and don't say like the Ktos HaChoshen. Yet what was the Gemara drawing a common denominator in all those examples that you have a din of makinatso achetetze nafsho? It was saying that what? That the din is, if you can avoid the person from violating, if you can make sure that the person is going to do the mitzvah, so then do what it takes, says the Gemara. And if it takes till the nth degree, till achetetze nafsho, so then do it. And that's what the Ran says. So you see an interesting idea that the Ran is drawing. The Ran is saying that don't get hung up like the Ktos thought. And the answer to all these stiras and sugyas is essay versus los essay. No, it's even applicable to los essays. But rather, it's about timing. Is it before or is it after? What's the hesber in the Ran? Why would a person argue like the Ran? Why would a person make a distinction between before and after? To the extent that the Ran is saying before, you can go till the nth degree. Number two, some of the Rishonim say, the Ktos learned that the Gemara Achetetze Nafsho was taken literally. Not all the Rishonim think that it should really be Achetetze Nafsho. But let's even go with the way the Ktos read the Gemara, because that's the way the Gemara reads. I'd like to suggest as follows. Perhaps the analysis between this Machlokes, the Ktos and the Sivis, that's going on over here, is really coming out of this Ran, exactly what we're saying right now. The Ran is saying, don't make a distinction between an essay and a los essay, make a distinction between before or post facto. What does that mean, before or post facto? L'chora, what the Ran is saying, that the din kfiya ala mitzvahs, bein be'essay, bein be'lois asay, is a deterrent, is a way to make sure that people are doing the right thing. It's just a way to make sure and to keep people under the civil law, under the fact, following the tzivuyim of the Rabbanu Shalom. But it's not a punishment. exactly what the Ran says. The punishment has limitations. Post facto, when it's going to be b'teres oynesh, so then that's going to be limited. When it comes to getting the guy on the right path, getting it a priori, avoiding him from doing the iser, so that's what the Ran says. That's what we make a distinction. What are you going to do with Rodef? Rodef is also a priori. I'm trying to avoid him from doing an iser. So on that, the Or Sameach that I have in the Mar Makomos answers, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is as follows. Rodef, if I find a guy that's being Rodef after an Avera that's one has sources in the eighth parak that I have the ability to even take his life, that's no matter what the situation is. Whether he's going to listen to me or not, whether he has earphones on or not, or he's going to listen to me or, no matter what. However, says the Or Sameach, if it's the din of kfiya ala mitzvahs, and I know that I am not going to accomplish this guy to listen to Sheikh Aluluf, or this guy to avoid him from not putting up a sukkah, says the Or Sameach, the din of kfiya ala mitzvahs does not apply. Or lamasha, it's 2 minutes before Shkia on the end of Pesach, and the end of the first days, or the end of Sukkot, and he hasn't sat in a sukkah. And there's no way I'm going to be able to both beat the guy up and then schlep him to the sukkah to make sure that he would sit in the sukkah. Zokter Meir Simcha, Zokter Or Sameach, there is no din of Kfiya ala mitzvahs. Would there be a din of Roidef? Of course there would be a din of Roidef. Even if he wasn't going to listen to you, stop the guy no matter what. It's not based on what's going to be the outcome. I think the Or Sameach is coming from the same line of reasoning that we find in the Ran. The Yisod, according to the Or Sameach and the Ran of Kfiya ala mitzvahs, is that we want to basically now try and enforce to make this guy do the right thing. If the guy's not going to listen, if there's no time left, if we're running out of time, if it's post facto already, there is no din Kfiya ala mitzvahs. But maybe someone could suggest that Kfiya ala mitzvahs has a totally, entirely different format and understanding. Perhaps the din of kfiya ala mitzvahs is an onesh, is a punishment. There's one type of punishment that applies to los ases, that's post facto, says the Ktos. And that's 39 malchus, and that's those. But what's the punishment for a person that violates a mitzvah sase, or that wants to rebel against the Rabbeinu Shalom and doesn't want to be involved in mitzvah sase? So before this sugya, I would have said, punishment? There's no punishment. There's no onshin on mitzvah sase, on positive commandments. But maybe the Ktos understood that, no. There is a din of an onesh on such an individual. And maybe I don't cheshbin like the Or Sameach. Maybe I don't say that, well, is the guy going to listen to me? Is he not going to listen to me? Who cares? Do you listen to whether a guy's going to listen to you after he violated los ases? No, I give him an onesh in Bezdin. So too says the Ktos, you're going to give him an onesh over here. It's a din onesh. And the emes is, you look at the Gemara Menachos, famous Gemara, one of the sources that we wear tzitzis and we're mechayev ourselves in tzitzis, Ramesha brings this. The Gemara says that a malach found a certain guy that caused certain heterim and cut off the corners and made sure to make the beged in a certain way that he wouldn't be chayev in tzitzis. And the malach came to meet him and to whack him. And the Gemara says, the guy asks him, you're going to give me an einish on a mitzvah essay? And Tosis there writes, by the way, the guy's question is only because mitzvah tzitzis is the type of mitzvah that is not necessarily going to be chayev, but if you have a mitzvah chiyuvis, like a mitzvah sukkah, or a mitzvah slulav, says Tosos, that the Gemara in Ksuba says, kofen ala mitzvah sachetetze nafsho, so then Tosos says, then the guy wouldn't have a kasha. And what's the lashon of the Gemara there? Atamanish? You're going to give me an oinish? So the Gemara Menachos sounds like over there, the din, at least Lefi Tais is explaining, the din of Koifin ala mitzvahs is what? It's not just a deterrent. It's not just a way to make sure to keep things, people on the right derech, that they're going to be doing the mitzvahs and they're not going to avoid doing the averis. No! The din of Koifin ala mitzvahs is what? Is a din oinesh. It happens to be prior. It happens to be beforehand because that's when the person is actually being murdered against the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's Sukkot, and I'm saying, I'm not doing this mitzvah. But perhaps the Ktos understood that that's mamish a din oinesh. So in Cain, that's why the Ktos understands that for such a person, you need dayonim munchim. Because if you're not just being a police officer,
You're not just being a person that's carrying out order and seder in the society to make sure that everyone's being a shoit there. No! You're really, you're giving an oinish of bezdin. Ah, the oinish over here happens to be a priori. That's the din when it comes to kfiala mitzvahs. But that's unique, says the ktsois, to mitzvahs esse. To mitzvahs lois esse, there we already have a source for oinshin. There we already have 39 malkis. And that's why the Gemara in Baba Kama is not a kasha on me, because that's just a din of afrushe li yisura. You're not going to have the din of kofanala mitzvahs when it comes to yisurim of lois esse. But whereas we don't have a parsha of onish when it comes to mitzvahs esse, kfiala mitzvahs, perhaps the ksos understood, is mamish a punishment like the lashon of the Gemara Menachas Mem Aleph, and therefore what do you have to be? You have to be a mumcha. You have to be a qualified individual. If that's the case, that's why the ksos understood you have to be a dayan mumcha. The nesivis who understood the way we're suggesting within the Ran and the Or Sameach, that all kfiya la mitzvahs is a deterrent, is a way to keep order, is a police officer. So what does the nesivis obviously argue? The Nesivis obviously argues that, why do you have to be qualified? Why, you're not carrying out an einish over here. You're not carrying out a judgment, a punishment. You're not doing something that has a real chalos to it, that's mamish, a punishment. So therefore, says the Nesivis, anyone could carry this out, just like the Adon could in Baba Kama, and I wouldn't be machalik between lois aseis and mitzvos aseis. It's all the same thing. Deterrents are deterrents, just like the Ran's arguing. And therefore, according to what we're suggesting right now, it could be that the case of the Or Sameach, where a guy's not going to have time, or a person is not going to necessarily do the mitzvah, he's not going to listen to you, potentially that would be a nafkamina between the ktos and the nesivis and our sugya. If you understand that it's a din oinesh, so then who cares what's going to happen? Who cares what's in the future? Who cares what he's going to carry out, what he's not? He gets an oinish. Right now, the oinish is right now on the mitzvah's essay. Who cares how much time's left in the day? He's violating the issue. Right now, says the ktsois. According to the nesivis, no, that's the whole tachlis. That's why we're allowing any Harry and Joe to do this. You don't have to be a mumcha for this. We're allowing everyone to do this because it's not a din oinish. Rather, what it is, it is a deterrent. It's a way to keep seder. Anyone can carry this out. You don't even need a mumcha. So on a sefer, the Aruch Lener and Rosh Hashanah has a suffix that the Aruch Lener, but someone suggested Al Pi L'Ktzais and the Sivis, a fascinating nafkamina that I never thought of. The Aruch Lener has a suffix: can you do kfiya al mitzvahs on Yontif? I classically always assumed, what better zman? When are you going to have a guy who says I'm not going to take a lulav? When are you ever going to have a guy that says I'm not gonna sit in a sukkah. When it's yontif and the mitzvah exists. So I understood the classic din of fiala mitzvahs that the Gemara is presenting is that the bezdin walks around with children, making sure, beating them up to make sure that they're gonna do mitzvahs. The Aruch Lener is mesupik about this. But then I realized, wow, it's mamish toli on our chakira. It's mamish toli on our ktsois and nesivis. The halacha is, the Rambam writes, the Magen Avraham brings it down in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos, Bezdin is not allowed to administer any oinshin on Shabbos and Yontif. Ad kedei kach, that Bezdin might not even be able to tie people down. There's a shaila, Rav Shechter has a shaila from a Soloveitchik, can you even put a guy in cherim on Shabbos and Yontif? Is that like a psak that you're paskin on him? A din that the Rambam learns from a pasuk that ein oinshin b'Shabbos. There's a din ein oinshin b'Shabbos. So says the Aruch Lener, what's going to be the din when it comes to the din of kfiya al mitzvahs? It's mesupak. Well, lafi what we're suggesting right now, it's going to be tali on the ktsois and the nesivis. A classic case of kfiya al mitzvahs that Bezdin is enforcing and trying to make sure that you do the mitzvahs. Do you understand that that has a shame onish on it? And therefore, a person potentially would not be allowed to be koife actually on Shabbos and Yontif, namely the Ktois HaChoshen's opinion that a person cannot administer kfiya al mitzvahs. Because that's an onish. That's what he's administering. But my anish through the Gemara Menachos, you need dayanim mumchim for that. We don't look at whether or not he's going to do it or not. We don't care about that. It's a psak. It's an onish. That's going to be something that on Yontif you can't administer. It all has to be kfiya al mitzvahs. The whole understanding the Gemara has to be prior to Yontif. You know he's not going to build a sukkah. You know he's not going to take a lulav. It's a stikopela. How do you know for sure whether or not he's not going to do it? Mashe Enkin, according to the Nesivis, according to the Or Sameach, according to the idea of the Ran that we're suggesting, that it's all deterrent. It's all just to enforce. It's all just to make sure he's going to do it. How about you can do that on Shabbos and Yontif? Avada, you can administer that. Okay, try to make sure that you're not gonna bruise him. That it's gonna be a malach of the tilas neshama. Give him some light, hits. But lamaisa, that's not administering an einish. So that would potentially be a machloikis between our ksois and esivus.
It's not a psak.
But the shaila is, it's just enforcement. It's, you know, we're getting people to stop talking during shul, and we're getting people to make sure that they do the mitzvahs. It's just a law enforcement. But the shaila is, Rabosai, it's beautiful. Machlokes Kos and Nesivos, that's really what it comes down to, whether or not you need Dayanim Mumchin for the kfiya. That's the machlokes. And are you machalik between essays and lois essays? Is it an oinesh, or is it just enforcement? Is it a deterrent? But at the end of the day, Tosfos started off with a Gemara. The Nesivos is against the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin said beferish that Rav Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what in the world are you doing? You're a head yolt. You cannot be involved in forcing. So as much as we say essays are the same as los essays, and we have as much lumdus as possible, at the end of the day, none of this is going to help us because there's a beferish of Gemara that's supporting the Ktsos. The Ktsos is saying, what do you want from me? I'm a Tosfos. And Tosfos is always saying, what do you want from me? I'm a Gemara in Gittin. I'm just trying to jive the two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that said Elohim. There's a Gemara in Gittin that said Lifnehem. It's clear that in Gittin you need Hedyot. You can't have Hedyotos. You need Mumchin. So what in the world? And the Sivas can say all the Shtikla Torah in himself. He has to jive with a Gemara in Gittin that says that you need experts. You need people who have smicha ishmipi. And were it not for the institution of Shlichusayu, that you're a representative of the Dayanim Mumchin that have passed on, however we're going to understand that Emir Tzashem in the future, what that Gemara meant, you can't have it. You, on a Doraisa level, you need to be a Mumcha to be administer Kfiya and punishment. So comes along Yor Sameach, and Yor Sameach in the next paragraph of this piece suggests that maybe that's not such a kasha. Maybe we're taking things out of context. Maybe that Gemara is limited to where it's found. It's true. The Gemara said beferish that to beat someone up, you need to be a mumcha, and we learn that from Lefneim Lelefnei Adyotos. That, we got to give the Ktos HaChoshen. That he's right about, that Tosus is right about. But in what context? Not necessarily in the context of mitzvahs. Not necessarily in the context of every single scenario that we're going to use force. Maybe that Gemara was talking limited to what? Mili de get. Maybe it's specifically when you're forcing a person, as we coined the shir of gave a few years ago, divorce by force. You have to divorce. You want a divorce by force? Then what? You better have Dayanim Mumchin. That's where the Nesivos is moda de ktos. Not that you need, like the Tosfos says, every case of Isoy, of forcing that now needs Mumchin. No. And Kofan al Amitzas, I proved to you from Maseches Baba Kama, does not need Mumchin. Why? We explain, because the Nesivos understands it's just a deterrent, it's not a psak, it's not adjudication, it's not coming from the smicha. So why is Gittin different? I'll tell you why Gittin is different. The Rambam tells us, why is a get of a person that's beat up usable? Hello, it has to be Ratzon Abba. It has to be the will of a person. So why is it that a get that's used by a get that's forced by a bunch of people that are beating him up, that's not Ratzon Abba. Says the Rambam that what deep inside this person is Ma Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. Who are Divrei Chachamim? Joe Schmo, who comes and beats me up. Joe Schmo beat me up last week because he wanted my lunch money. That's not helping me. That's not giving me Lishmo a Divrei Chachamim. So therefore, it's specifically when it comes to Ratzon Abal. It's specifically the area of get that I want to get the Ratzon. I want this get to be effective. I want this get to be kosher. That's where you need people who are qualified. That's where you need, on a level of the Oraisa Mumchim, that Abaye had a good kasha on Rav Yosef. Who are you to now administer kfiya? And therefore, the only way out was Shlichusayu on a level of the Rabbanon. On a level of the Oraisa Lefneim Alo Lefnei Adyotos. That's where the Yor Sameach says, you want Ratzon Abal, you want to get to be kosher? So then, you have to have qualified people. What's geshmak about this is that there's a few things that the Rosh Yeshivas speak about on the Mishnah. I said to you, we're running through the Mishnah because there's not so much to speak about. There's one inyan that the Rosh Yeshivas speak about in the Mishnah. And it's in Dibur HaMaschil Mi'unin.
Miyun is a fascinating idea. It's a woman, Aktana, who's married. She doesn't have, her father didn't marry her off. So therefore, she's Aktana, she's a minor. So her Kiddushin does not take effect on a level d'oraisa. It's not biblical marriage. And the Gemara says, Yisom Aktana sheisiu ima ve'achoa, her brother and her mother decided to make a shidduch for her. L'daita yoytze b'loy get, she has the ability when she gets older that she could just walk away from the marriage. B'miyun, through the process of miyun, she states that she refuses and she doesn't like her brother and her sister set up for her, and that's where she's going to walk away. Kolzman shlo gadla tachtov, and what? Why is this in our Mishnah? And you need shlosha dayonim for the miyun. Ubishloisha ba'inon, why? The chol de tokun rabbonon ke'en deoraisa tokun. Because miyun is like the deoraisa. Like what deoraisa? Like get. Problem is, ask the Nodeb Yehuda, ask Reb Kivei Eger, ask all the get, the Gemara says, but Farish doesn't need it, Bezdin. Get, the Gemara says, to Edim, Sagi, you're good. What Ke'in Doraisa? What are you linking me into? What are you linking me into? A get doesn't need any Dayanin. A get, the Gemara says, but Farish, the Gemara in Gittin says, get the Bishneba Alma Sagi. The Nodeb Yehuda writes, what in the world? Therefore, there's some Achronim that want to connect it. Maybe it's Chalitza. Maybe it's not get. Maybe means like, what? Means like get. It's Ke'en Doraisa. That's what Rashi is driving at. But the problem is, where's the Doraisa? Where does get ever need three mumchin? Zok de Beis Halevi, there's one type of get that need three Dayanim mumchin. That's what Rashi is talking about, says the Beis Halevi. What's the type of get that need three Dayanim mumchin? A get that was what? That was Al Yidei Kfiya. That's a get from Gittin Pei Chesam and Beis. That's a get of Rav Yosef and Abaye. Oh, Rabosai Givaldik. The exact Yisha for the Nesivas that we have on Beis and Beis is what the Beis Halevi is Miyashi for Rashi on Beis and Aleph. The whole idea of get during the Raisa is only this type of get. And that's the way the Nesivas will get out of Tosis Kasha that Kfiya needed Mumchin. That's the same exact Yisod. And that's the one get that would need Dayan and Mumchen all over the race. All right, we'll stop here. We'll try to get him out.
What time do we have?